You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
I saw an amazing couple of ideas. Shevi Levi Rav Vosner says the following. He says, "V'asher kosav be'inyan b'milchama si'yetzer." In regards to the milchama of the Yetzer Hara, "Kachu derech chaye ha'olam hazeh." This is the way of the world. This is what it is. What's the way? Nisyonos, you have challenges. Nitzchonos, you win. V'kishlonos, and sometimes you lose. V'kishlonos, at times you fall, you have a yerida. Heim sibas ha'aliyah. Those nefilas are the way you have an aliyah. Says the Stipler. Uve emes etzem ha'ishtadlus atzmu hi avoda kedusha. Just the hishtadlus, just the act of those nefilas and yeridos and the aliyos, ups and downs, that itself is avoda kedusha. V'chashuva lefnei ha'makom baruch hu. And it's chashuva, it's so chashuv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shari osik b'avodas baruch hu, because you're doing Hashem's work. V'afilu ilu yehei matzvo kach kol yamei chayav. Even if you're in this situation for your whole entire life, where you're having a yerida and aliyah and you're struggling, it's up and down, and you were good last week and then you mamish fell one Saturday night and then you had a good week and then again, back and forth. Even if you have that your whole entire life, zehu tachlis b'alma. This is your tachlis in the world. The Nesiv HaShalom brings down in Ki Teitze from Noam Elimelech in Tzetel Katan, he says that the tachlis of Olam Hazeh is to break your taivas. And breaking your taivas means to have a struggle. It's not going to be easy. The kosher game, the MS law, but the truth is, you're really not going to be stuck in this matzav your whole entire life, because you're going to get siyata d'shmaya. But even if you were stuck in this your whole entire life, that avoda of filos and yeridos and struggling back and forth, that itself is avoda kedusha. That's an amazing thing. That's chashav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and such an important yisod that oftentimes we feel like, it's so frustrating. I was so good last week, whatever it is. That itself is avoda kedusha. The Gemara Mishlei, the pasuk says, "Tava nihya te'arav lenefesh." That taiva is sweet to the soul. So what does it mean? Taiva sweet to the soul? That's like goes against everything we're saying. Says the Gemara, the underline, that nihya comes from the lashon of nishbar, to break. Klomer ha'tava ke'asher hu nishberes. When you break a taiva, that's the sweetest thing to your soul when you break a taiva. This is a very important thought also. Even though you're in pain, when you're going through that struggle and you're in pain about it, like, I really want, and it's hurtful, it hurts. It's a painful thing to say, I'm not going to do it. And you're thinking about, oh, should I do it, should I not? Even though it's a mitzar at that point, after you are misgaber, and again, misgaber means, doesn't mean to always fully come out, means to whatever it is, every second. But you're misgaber, it's sweetness to the soul, and you have so much benefit from that. Shmuel Chazaker says to understand that the struggle in our lives is that itself is a vote of Kedusha, and to not feel like it's not a vote of Hashem. That's the highest form of Avodas Hashem. To struggle, that's such a high form of Avodas Hashem. To be sweet and everything working out great for you, and to be living in Shalva, Rav Vosner says, that's not the meaning of life. Dafka, when I have a fight, when there's a struggle, that's Avodas Hashem. And finally, when we break our taivas, when we break it, that brings sweetness to our soul. Even though it's mitzar, even though we're mitzar, even though we're pain over it, it brings sweetness afterwards.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.